Blog Talk Radio.
We thank God for her. Amen. And so we just bless God. We're going to go into prayer, have some seeds of the word and encouragement on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your encouragement to the saints of God, to your people. You are awesome. You are marvelous and magnificent. And so we exalt you, Almighty God, and worshiping you, Lord God. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your perseverance, for your endurance, and our and increasing our faith and our love for you and for one another. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and praise God, amen. So our encouragement today from the Word of God, 2 Thessalonians, amen, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And so, yes, we're going to go there and definitely be encouraged from the Word of God there. And it's just part of our scripture on the program today. It says, we ought to always thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All of this is evidence that God's judgment is right. And as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. And verse 6 says, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. And so we have this confidence in God. We have this faith in God. And just as these verses are encouraging, empowering us, amen, despite persecution, despite suffering, despite trials, listen, we have such a great hope. That's why we ought to be ready. Jesus said, the Word of God says, be ready to give an answer to everyone who wants to know about the hope that's within you. So I'm paraphrasing that verse. But we know that verse. So we want to be ready to give our testimony and say, we know the Lord of Lords. We know the King of Kings. We know the only God, who's made promises to all those who believe. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's to us, his servants, his children. Amen. And us, brothers and sisters. And here this apostle, this servant of God is writing. He says, we are always to thank God for you. Amen. There's nothing like seeing our brothers and sisters walk in faith, walk out there, every movement, their breath in faith. That's encouraging. That's empowering us to also walk by faith and not by sight, as the Word of God says. And the thing of it is, too, is that faith is a thing that grows. It's not to be stifled or pushed down. No, let your faith go. Let your faith grow. Believe God. Believe God. Jesus said, you believe God, believe also in me. And then not only is our faith increasing, but our love that we have for God and for one another, things be increasing. Amen. Jesus said something about whenever he taught the parable about prayer, and he taught about the widow who went to the unjust judge, and he gave that parable. But at the end of it, he said, will the Son of Man, will he find faith when he comes? When he returns, will we be walking in faith? Keep on praying. Keep on, encouraging one another. We were doing these things more and more. More and more. And people see. They see the light of Jesus Christ in our face, in our walk, and how we persevere and how we endure. And all this to the glory of God because of his Spirit that lives in us and gives us all this power to live like he wants us to live. And we don't have to worry about those who are troubling us. See, he gives us an encouragement about that, too. He said, God is just. God is fair. Even though when people aren't fair, when people aren't doing the right thing, that's them. But this ain't God. That ain't God's character, see. God is a God of justice. He says he loves justice and righteousness. So he'll pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled. Sometimes we're troubled in this walk. We are troubled on our jobs. We're troubled in our where we live. We're troubled by persecutors and enemies and of the gospel, who they really hate. Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. If they persecute me, they're going to persecute you. Okay, so God, Jesus already gave a preface. He already prepared. He gave a prerequisite of following him and serving him. But this is the thing, I mean, we don't have to be all concerned or overlook that. Love covers a multitude of sin. We can keep on moving, keep on pressing, keep on taking hold of God. Because he says that in verse 7, give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. It's going to be a mighty powerful time. A mighty powerful time for all those believers. We are looking forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're praying that we'll be able to stand in that day. And haven't we done all, we'll continue to stand in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's God's will for us, amen, that we persevere. We go from faith to faith, from glory to glory, until the Lord Jesus Christ appears. Hallelujah. Amen. So my encouragement is today, let's stay in love. Let's stay in faith. This encouragement is not only to you, but it is to me as well. And let's press in unto God. Amen. Who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think? Let's not forget he is the same God who spoke this world into existence. Amen. He creates miracles. He is supernatural. Anything natural can be over, amen, superseded by God who created all things. Amen. To him be the praise. I want to wish you a blessed rest of your day on today, on Wednesday. Amen. May the 18th. Oh, praise God. As we go forth in another day, giving God the praise. This is the day he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. Have an awesome rest of your day. Join us on Saturday when we uplift the youth. Amen. Give him praise. Go with God.
Oh, for the Lord himself is my part.